My name is Robin McGinnity Connolly. My nickname is Casa Robin. I don't think anybody knows my last name. And my title is Executive Director for the 15th Judicial Circuit Casa.
And could you spell your last name for me, please?
The full version, sure. It's McGinnity Connolly.
I bet you had fun spelling that while learning how to spell that one, didn't you?
Well, actually, I think that's why everyone calls me Casa Robin. No one knows how to pronounce it.
That is fantastic. Now, Robin, let's get started with, tell me, for those of us that don't know, what is CASA and what is their purpose?
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Who do we advocate for? Children of abuse and neglect. We are part of 900 other programs in the nation that are trained to speak in court for children who are abused. Our mission is to see that all children who are in the system, the foster care system, find a safe, stable, permanent home as soon as possible.
Now, you guys have a very important event coming up, a toy collection, and I know this means a lot to those kids. Why did you guys decide to do this collection?
Well, they're twofold. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and usually we have an event that puts people who help children together. And we were thinking outside the box this year and thought, nobody does a toy collection in October. They do it in November. They do it in December. And our CASAs, the beauty and success of the CASA mission is that each trained volunteer, after 32 hours of National CASA training, vow to accept one or two cases and visit each child in their placement at least once a month. So the person in the know, when they're talking to the judge in court about what's in the best interest of the child, would be the CASA volunteer. Often our CASAs, they all do what they do for free. They donate their mileage. They drive. They visit. They donate time and talent. And many of them go on their own and bring a little something to their child just to brighten their day. So we thought October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we can raise a lot of awareness by putting CASA signs on barrels in over 6 different cities in our counties, and at the same time collect toys so that the CASA volunteers can bring a toy or two to a child either for a visit, for a birthday, and for Christmas, because technically they donate so much of their time and talent, they shouldn't be out buying toys.
And
we've been shocked at the response. It has just been fantastic. I think we had blue barrels donated by ConAgra. We had really beautiful red and white signs with our CASA logo explaining it's a new toy collection for the month of October. And businesses were calling, saying, we want to do this. And so it's been incredible. And we hope to do it every year. October is the time to collect toys for foster children.
Is this the first time you guys have ever held this event
Yes.
in October?
Yes. Yeah, and the response has been overwhelming and humbling.
Where can people drop those toys off? I mean, you said you had so many businesses call in. Where are those drop-off points at?
We have Lexington, Missouri has, I don't have the list in front of me. You surprised me with this call. But I do know in Lexington we've got B&L Bank. We've got Limerick. Who else? We've got Midwest Bank. In Odessa, we have the Dollar Store, the B&L Bank, Odessa Newspaper. In Marshall, we have, Wooden Houston Bank. Slater, we have the Community Bank. Concordia, we have Health and Wellness. And if you need be, I can send you the press releases with all of the businesses that have so graciously sponsored one of our blue barrels.
That would be fantastic. Is there a website or something that people can go to for that list?
You know, by the end of the day, yes. Currently, we do have a 15th Judicial Circuit Facebook, and all the press releases are in JPEG form on that. We also have a website, www.15judicialcasa.citymac.com. And if you give me an hour, I can get them on that website.
Okay, great.
I tend to use Facebook more than our website. Our website, I think, is a little archaic. We're real simple. We mostly, what we do well is we visit our children, we know and care about our children, and we write very relevant reports regarding what is in their best interest. And the website is not my strength. But Facebook is. How's that?
I understand. I follow you on that one. Now, Robin, what kind of toys would you guys like to see brought in?
You know, we haven't specified. We didn't want to micromanage this. We just wanted to see. We did say new. We didn't want people, you know, cleaning out old toys. Because foster children deserve a new toy, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So we are just saying new. What has come in is basically for younger kids, if people can think of something that a teenager would like. I was just speaking to a CASA volunteer this morning about a birthday gift that she had wanted to give her child, which is not part of what CASA does. And we were trying to think of non-electronic, inexpensive, mind game cards or something like that that a teenager would like. So that's our deficit right now is teen gifts, if people would want to come up with something not too expensive, because that's not the role of CASA. The role is to speak in court for the child to make sure that child finds a safe, permanent home. But something thoughtful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, what about monetary donations?
We welcome monetary donations. And if anyone would like to make one, they can send a check to CASA, Attention Toy Drive, address 1029 Franklin Avenue, Lexington, Missouri, 64067. And if they need to talk to me, they can call 660-886-5779.
Fantastic. Now, again, this is a fully staffed by volunteers, all donating their time, their energy for the kids. If somebody would like to get involved and become a volunteer for CASA, how can they do that, and what kind of requirements do you look for volunteers?
Well, I just set on our calendar the next CASA training will be January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. They can call our office, and we will send them an application, or send me an email. My email is casarobin@yahoo.com, spelled CASARobin at yahoo.com. The process is they fill out an application. They have to be 21 or above. No criminal record, no record of abusing children, obviously. Once the application hits my desk, I set up a personal interview to make sure that all the CASA volunteers understand the huge commitment they make to being a CASA volunteer for a child, and also answer questions for them to see if it's a good fit. Once they're accepted into the program, they go through 32 hours of National CASA training. The most exciting day for a CASA volunteer, other than the first appointment of a case, is graduation, where they stand in court and they're sworn in with an oath of confidentiality, saying that they will protect the name and circumstance of every child that they represent. And then they take one or two cases. And that's the secret of our success. We work collaboratively with Children's Division and the Juvenile Office, but CASAs don't get overwhelmed because we don't give them more than two cases. So what I say is they're always armed with the facts. They're the one that comes in the courtroom. Everybody else has 60 cases. They're overwhelmed. They're underpaid. CASA volunteers are doing this because they want to. They do it because they love the children, because of the mission, the commitment. And they're usually just on top of all the facts regarding the child because of that home visit.
Now, how many children do you guys have
small. We're a very rural program. The 15th Judicial Circuit CASA consists of Lafayette County and Saline County. So we have 63 children right now in care, and all 63 of them have a CASA volunteer. We have 24 active volunteers serving the country, which I love, because what happens is we have two full-time staff, and 24 volunteers. We all know, well, the staff knows all the facts on all the children and actually know the children. So it's kind of delightful to be working in rural Missouri where you know those kids are safe.
Absolutely.
There's no child in this county that's going to get lost in the system because they have so many people looking out for them.
That's fantastic. And like they say, it does take a village to raise a child most of the time. So.
Oh, amen, Mandy.
It definitely does. And before I let you go, Robin, how long are you guys accepting toys?
We're quitting October 31. So it's for the entire month of October.
And then following that, if somebody is interested in donating toys, just because, they can contact you as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The 660-886-5779 is our marshal office.
Okay.
Up in the jail, up in the Saline County Justice Center. But I've got it ringing to my cell phone. So anyone who really needs to get a hold of me, they can call that number and it goes to my cell.
Okay.
And we welcome donations all year long. We're a not-for-profit, so we write grants, ask for local donations. So anyone who can't be a volunteer or can't do toys, we welcome donations all year long.
Fantastic.
And I should mention that anyone who gives a donation to our CASA program of $100 or more will get a 50% Champion of Children tax credit in the state of Missouri. So it pays to donate.
Great thing to throw in there at the end. Tax credit.
Yep.
Everybody needs a little break there every once in a while, right?
Yeah. Well, hats off to our government because they discontinued it for a while, and it was a real bipartisan vote to say children shouldn't be hurt by politics. And so they brought the Champion of Children tax credit back, and it really does encourage people to give us $100 or more.
That is awesome. What a way to get some funds in there.
Yep. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for this call. I'm delighted to speak with you today, and I hope we raise a toy or two, and I hope we raise awareness about domestic violence.
Because
it does affect children. Children shouldn't be watching it, and most of our kids do witness it, which is a form of emotional abuse. So I hope everybody will do something this month to raise awareness or stop. If they see anyone battering a woman or a man, just to step up, say no more.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that message, Robin, and I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to talking to you.